Attorney General Eric Holder was asked questions today about what he knew about the secret seizure of Associated Press reporter phone records by his Justice Department. During a press conference on Medicaid fraud, the questions were about 2 months of reporter records that were seized last year. Holder told reporters he wasn't involved, that he recused himself from a decision to subpoena those records because he himself had been questioned about who provided information for the AP story that disclosed details of a CIA operation in Yemen that foiled an airline bomb plot.
I've been a prosecutor since 1976, and I have to say that this is among, if not the most serious, it is within the top two or three most serious leaks that I've ever seen. It put the American people at risk.
So there you have Attorney General Eric Holder saying that he was not a part of the decision to seek the records of AP reporters in this case, but saying that he thought that the leak of information was, as you just heard, very serious. Well, the head of the Republican National Committee is calling on Holder to resign. Let's bring in Edward Isaac Dover. He's White House editor for Politico. And remind us, this story that he's talking about was the story of this foiled airline bomb plot that the AP wrote about?
Well, it's about a situation that happened in Yemen, and way that the counterterrorism investigation had learned of the efforts to bomb that airplane.
Well, you remember at the time last May, this story was so controversial because the White House and other officials said that the leak put a double agent in jeopardy because a double agent was at the heart of the foiling of that plot. So what about what Holder said today in response to questions about whether or not he was part of seizing these AP reporter records?
Well, it revealed something that we did not know before today, that that he had himself recused himself from the situation and that the investigation was being led by the Deputy Attorney General. And therefore, what that means for Eric Holder is that the questions about whether the Associated Press records should have been looked at and what other things have been done in this investigation is not on Holder himself. He's saying it's on the man who is leading the investigation. And Holder says he was not aware of those things that were going on because he was recused from it.
Right. Well, and earlier today we heard from the editor of the Associated Press. They are outraged. They say this is one of the widest investigations ever seen, massive, unprecedented, that they weren't told in advance. Remind us, you know, of course, the Justice Department has the right to do investigations into leaks, but at the heart seems to be that the AP was not informed that these records were taken.
Well, that's one of the issues. I think there are people who would be uncomfortable with the idea of any journalist's records being taken and looked at by the government. So it's a real question here of where the line is and who's getting to decide where that line is. The question of the Obama administration's transparency has come up over this. The Obama administration's approach to journalists has come up over this. The response seems to be at this point is that this leak was very, very serious, as Holder said, and that they were pursuing the leak wherever that pursuit led them to. And one of the ways that they went about trying to find the leaker was looking at who the people who were writing the stories were talking to.
Well, we should say that White House spokesman Jay Carney said the president recognizes the need for the Justice Department to investigate the seizure of reporter phone records to make sure rules were followed. But he also reiterated that the White House knew nothing about these subpoenas and the seizures until media reports yesterday. So just give us a sense. I mean, we were hearing earlier today that a White House official said something like, wow, Benghazi, the IRS, and the AP, and it's only Monday. These are stories that are going to continue to be covered.
That's right. And the fact that they're all coming up at once and seem to have a common thread to them, that is helping fuel all of them. If any one of these had come up on its own, then the attention would not be there as much, it would seem. But what's going on here is that people are looking at this and saying, what level of, you know, Big Brother government is going on here? What level of Obama and the White House and the administration chasing after people that they don't agree with politically is going on? The White House so far has said that this is there is no
no pattern
directed from the Oval Office pattern or responsibility.
I'm
going
to have to I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm sure we'll take this up again. Edward Isaac Dover, White House editor for Politico. Thanks.
Thank you.